You scored in the 99th percentile in your ability to attend, in things like abstract reasoning, spatial skills, and language fluency. But unfortunately, here's what I do see. You have a recent memory impairment that is out of proportion to your age and is a significant decline in your previous level of functioning. I know this from your own account of the problems you've been having and from your description of the degree to which they've been interfering with your professional life. I also personally witnessed it when you couldn't retrieve the address I asked you to remember the last time you were here. And although you were perfect in most of the cognitive domains today, you showed a lot of variability in two of the tasks that were related to recent memory. In fact, you were down to the 60th percentile in one. When I put all of this information together, Alice, what it tells me is that you fit the criteria of having probable Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease. The words knocked the wind out of her. What exactly did he just tell her? She repeated his words in her head. Probable. It gave her the will to inhale, the ability to speak. So, probable means that I might not fit the criteria. No, we use the word probable because the only definitive diagnosis for Alzheimer's right now is by examining the histology of the brain tissue, which requires either an autopsy or a biopsy, neither of which is a good option for you. It's a clinical diagnosis. There's no dementia protein in your blood that can tell us you have it, and we wouldn't expect to see any brain atrophy on an MRI until much later stages in the disease. Brain atrophy. But this can't be possible. I'm only 50. You have early onset Alzheimer's. You're right, we typically think of Alzheimer's as a disease that affects the elderly, but 10% of people with Alzheimer's have this early onset form and are under the age of 65. How is that different from the older form? It's not, except that its cause usually has a strong genetic linkage, and it manifests much earlier. Strong genetic linkage. Anna, Tom, Lydia. But if you only know for sure what I don't have, how can you say with any certainty that this is Alzheimer's? After listening to you describe what's been happening into your medical history, after testing your orientation, registration, attention, language, and recall, I was 95% sure. With no other explanation turning up in your neurological exam, blood, cerebral spinal fluid, or MRI, the other 5% goes away. I'm sure, Alice. Alice. The sound of her name penetrated her every cell and seemed to scatter her molecules beyond the boundaries of her own skin. She watched herself from the far corner of the room. "So what does this mean?" she heard herself ask. "We have a couple of drugs for treating Alzheimer's now that I want to put you on. The first is Aricept. It boosts cholinergic functioning. The second is Namenda. It was just approved this fall and has shown a lot of promise. Neither of these is a cure, but they can slow the progression of symptoms, and we want to buy you as much time as possible." Time. How much time? "I also want you to take vitamin E twice a day and vitamin C, baby aspirin, and a statin once a day. You don't show any clear risk factors for cardiovascular disease, but anything that's good for the heart is going to be good for the brain, and we want to preserve every neuron and synapse we can." He wrote this information down on a prescription pad. "Alice, does anyone in your family know that you're here?" "No," she heard herself say. "Okay, you're going to have to tell someone. We can slow the rate of cognitive decline that you've been experiencing, but we can't stop it or reverse it. It's important to your safety that someone who sees you regularly knows what's going on. Will you tell your husband?" She saw herself nod. "Okay, good. Then fill these prescriptions, take everything as directed, call me if you have any problems with side effects, and make an appointment to come back in 6 months. Between now and then, you can call me or email me if you have any questions, and I would also encourage you to contact Denise Daddario. She's the social worker here and can help you with resources and support. I'll see you and your husband together then in 6 months, and we'll look at how you're doing." She searched his intelligent eyes for something else. She waited. She became strangely aware of her hands clenching the cold metal arms of the chair she sat in. Her hands. She hadn't become an ethereal collection of molecules hovering in the corner of the room. She, Alice Howland, was sitting on a cold, hard chair next to an empty chair in a neurologist's office in the memory disorders unit on the 8th floor of Massachusetts General Hospital, and she'd just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. She searched her doctor's eyes for something else, but could find only truth and regret. January 19th. Nothing good ever happened on that day.